today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever sent someone away without helping them when they needed it? Have you ever been looked at as bothering someone because you kept asking for something? I have been around children who were so adamant about what they wanted that they continued to ask their parents the same question over and over until one parent sent them to their room. What do you do when people continue to ask you for help and what they need is near you? Do you give them what they need? Do you direct them to it? Do you send them away without meeting their need? As we look closer at Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28, we see a woman who is a mother who asks Jesus to have mercy on her daughter who was severely demon-possessed. When the woman asked Jesus to have mercy on her, his disciples heard her request. They didn't look favorably on this. Jesus and the disciples had two different objectives when it came to addressing this woman and her request. The disciples looked at the woman based on her ethnicity. She was a Greek and a Syrophoenician from the province of Syria. The disciples saw her as not worthy, and she had no right to request anything of Jesus, and responded with these words in Matthew 15:23. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." Jesus responded to the woman, not her request, by telling her that the children's bread should not be given to the dogs. Jesus was drawing something out of her. He saw her faith. It had got his attention. The woman responded to Jesus, demonstrating that she had faith in him and was willing to be considered a little dog, a household pet, if it would show mercy and heal her daughter. Her faith was revealed and rewarded. In Matthew 15:28, it states, "Then Jesus answered and said to her, 'O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done to you as you desire.' And her daughter was healed that very hour." Had Jesus taken the advice of his disciples, the woman's daughter would not have been healed, and the disciples would have not have seen that Jesus came to have mercy on all, not just the Jews. When you send people away, you miss the opportunity to see the purpose of the present. You miss the opportunity to see the Lord's work through you. Now that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, he left you and I this narrative as an example of what we are not to do. Don't send them away when what they need is near you, when it's in your power to do it, and it is in you. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.